Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Rule. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stenhouse. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is hit by the pitch. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Teufel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Willard for a passed ball. Salas moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salas moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. 1 out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard moves to second. Mark Brown now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Willard moves to third. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the mound. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salas moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Willard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler strikes out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruhl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Willard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Willard reaches second base with a double. Hargrove goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willard moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Willard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Teufel moves to third. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas moves to third. Jeff Barkley now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards second. Teufel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Teufel. Bernazard moves to second. Benny Ayala pinch hits for George Vukovic. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Joe Carter now playing right field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Twins too. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Willard strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Tim Teufel. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.